that's our intro. Hello!
That's all you need.
Hello. What's going on? This is the War on Pop Culture podcast, and we have a special guest today.
We do.
It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun.
Introduce yourself, special guest. Well,
speak. You must
For
speak.
Those who don't know me, my name is Joe. And I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for having me, guys.
You are welcome. Aside from Joe, we have our regulars. This is Mike.
Cliff. Gerard.
And
Skippy.
Skippy. I could be a Skippy. That's actually a pretty good name.
No, what was the other one? Really, Mike. I don't know. Here.
Well, that's a Counter-Strike thing, huh?
That's what that is?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Is that what it was, though?
I played a little too much Counter-Strike, not to know it.
High school?
Not enough Counter-Strike, from the sounds of it.
I was never that big in Counter-Strike. First-person shooters ended at, like, Doom for me pretty early on in my life.
Wow.
Doom.
You got sick of them?
Joe was a big Halo guy. That's what I remember.
That's why we brought Joe onto this podcast.
To talk about his Halo.
This is the all Halo podcast.
And everyone just tuned out.
time to turn this off. Alright, so why don't we just get into the entertainment news that Justin has prepared for us, and I'm so very excited to talk about.
This is our new segment, News with Justin.
News with Justin! Justin!
Woo!
What is...
Sound effect for that?
Yeah.
That went really long.
I don't know what that was.
News with
that was so long.
We might have to look for a new button. A new news button.
Alright, so what do you got, Justin?
Yeah, a couple stories that piqued my interest. Thought we'd talk about it. The first one, True Detective, likely not coming back for another season.
Oh, at all?
At all.
That's okay. Interesting, because I really thought there was going to be a season 3, despite how terrible season 2 was.
Right. I think there was supposed to be.
I read they were taking a hiatus because they wanted the guy to really develop, like, a proper story, like season 1. And, yeah, not a piece of... Not a piece of...
Wait, so what you read, are they done, or is there going to be a hiatus? Is there a chance for season 3?
Not coming back.
Like,
ever.
Good.
From what I gathered from the headline that I read, I didn't really read the article.
Yeah, but
that was enough. That was alarmist enough to me for me to report the story. So
okay,
yeah, it leaves me kind of apoplectic.
I'm pretty apoplectic. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty apoplectic.
I literally watched one episode of the second season. And I was done with it.
You didn't go down with the ship and see all of it?
It was that bad.
What was wrong with the first episode?
I can't recall now, but it's
a lot.
A year later,
you should at least watch the shootout. The shootout was pretty.
Yeah, it was like season crazy. It was episode like 4 that was amazing. It was crazy. That shootout.
Towards the end, wasn't it?
No, the shootout was halfway. That's why I was so perplexed by that shootout scene. Because I'm just like, they literally just kind of like rebooted the entire season with halfway.
Oh, it's around episode 5 because then it goes into the future. Doesn't it go like a little bit...
Because like from with, not, after not that the, shootout, you know, the,
I just actually
like,
don't remember.
After it that really shootout, he was just like, "I want to quit this, and we're not gonna keep on this case and everything like that." But then like there was someone in the DA that brought them back into the case, and like, "All right, well, here's another angle. Let's go back into this case." So the shootout was an amazing scene, I remember being like way earlier than I would expect. I thought that would be like a penultimate episode, but it wasn't.
Yeah, no, but you should watch it.
I don't feel left.
No, definitely do not watch.
I'm not gonna watch it.
I can't recommend that.
But Joe, did you like season 1?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay.
So you can pay me to watch season 2.
It's a lot like it in that it's named the same show.
It's the same name.
Same name.
Written by the same guy, I think. Or one of them.
One of the two. And
there are detectives.
Yeah, there's quite a few. It's double the amount of detectives.
Ooh. So you have
four. Like double mint gum, you know? Twice the fun.
So what do we think? What do we think about this? Do we care? Do we say boo? Forget True Detective?
I do care.
I kind of care. I wanted them to rebound.
I'm still holding out hope. Just because Justin didn't read the article, I'm holding out hope there will be eventually a season 3.
First line of the actual article is,
psych! It's back next week.
Gotcha. On the Onion, and everyone gets pissed off.
Alright, well, the next one definitely is not a tease. Now, Amber Heard files for divorce from Johnny Depp.
I heard about that.
You heard?
I heard.
Who
I
is heard. Amber Heard? Yeah,
don't know. No idea. It's some girl that Johnny Depp apparently married and beat up a bunch of times.
Yeah, that was the, I guess, aggravating factor.
So he committed assault and he's getting in trouble for this or what?
She claims to have pictures. I saw a picture of her with a black eye and she
cut.
Says
she's all cut up.
Yeah, wait, scratch her?
You know how many scissor rings? Hands!
Hey-o, domestic abuse. Lols.
So many jokes. Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's kind of funny.
I honestly did not know he was even married, so I can't
say
much
about
that.
You didn't
hear about the whole divorce
thing?
I heard about
you have
that.
To be married to get divorced, bro.
What country was that in?
They went to, like, Australia. And yeah. They brought, like, their dog, and that was against the rules.
They couldn't have a dog in Australia.
And nope, didn't know about
dingoes
this.
Dingoes. Only.
Only dingoes, Deb.
I guess the only reason Johnny Depp to be in the news right now is for you know, kind of beating up his wife because he doesn't make any good movies.
That's
so.
What he's got to do. He's like, I gotta
stay relevant.
Gotta get back in the game somehow. Gotta beat it into everyone. All right. So
I mean, I'm glad it's happened. If he's a domestic abuser.
But do you think he is, or do you think it's like a cry for attention? I know nothing about Amber Heard to really make this call. I know I don't really like Johnny Depp.
I mean,
used to love Johnny Depp though. I was a Johnny Depp fan.
A lot of good movies.
Yeah,
I used to like Johnny Depp. Yeah.
Well, here's the question: when did they get married? Maybe she's the one.
It was recently.
Back.
Was it
recently? Maybe that's the reason.
No, it wasn't that. He's been bad for like.
It's a good call, Joe. It's a good call. Maybe it's a good thing. He'll start making good movies.
You know what
again.
Though? He threw her under the bus for that whole.
Literally.
Thing.
That's
how she got that scratch out of her face.
No, that whole. I think she was the one that got punished by the Australian government.
Where they got in trouble for that?
I think she did. I don't think he did because he's Johnny. Because
he's Johnny.
Can't go back to Australia.
I don't know. What it is, but that's a good shame.
You gotta cross that off the map. Can't go here. No fly zone for this place. Just gotta take a cruise there next time. Then, right?
Next time. Right? If there is. Maybe
there's
his new wife. Next wife. Next girlfriend. I don't know. The next story. Alice the Looking Glass. Who had that on their Rob? Flopped
at $29 million, though.
That's a decent flop. No, nowadays, that's a flop.
That's a decent flop.
We're not talking 2000, Rob. We're talking 2016. $29 million is a flop. That's a flop.
Decent
that's
flop.
A way to look at the bright side.
What's the budget on that movie?
It was a lot.
A kajillion. A kajillion dollars.
Well, that doesn't matter for
the draft. It's especially a flop because the first movie made so much money opening weekend. I think it was close to like 60 or 70 million.
What was it up against, though? I mean, if it came out recently, was it up
it
against
came out
Apocalypse?
Didn't it
premiere last week?
Yeah. So it was up against Apocalypse. That was tough for it to go up against. But yeah, I mean, it also hurt that it didn't get good reviews. I think lower than the first movie as well.
What did Apocalypse wind up pulling in this last weekend?
I know it was a lot. It was your breadwinner for. I didn't draft
Apocalypse. You did,
you,
I thought.
You drafted
it. It was
Apocalypse.
My breadwinner.
Yeah, it was your draft.
I think it
came in second place.
I think it was like 70. 70-ish.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
And that's 70 despite bad reviews, too.
Actually pretty surprisingly bad reviews. And we'll talk about that movie a little bit later.
Yeah.
Because Mike did end up seeing it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So, Finding Dory, coming out this summer, might feature a lesbian couple. And people are very upset about it, apparently.
Wait, what, they're upset?
Who's upset?
Joe's like, names and numbers.
Give me a name.
Joe especially.
Joe, lover of lesbians. Lesbian fish.
Love
lesbian fish.
No, like humans, not like.
Oh, like a human.
Like a human.
Well, I'm out.
Oh wait,
yeah, it's like, whoa,
yeah,
whoa,
you're talking about
fish. More excited when they were.
Well, I thought it was fish too, and then they showed a screenshot, and it was people.
Oh, that's
well,
animated.
Ellen
people.
Is
animated
in it.
People. Yeah.
Ellen's in it, right? Yeah. Isn't she a big
she's
part of it?
Pushing her being
her
gay
lesbian agenda.
Wait, is this like the first movie to feature an animated?
I think because
couple.
It's like it's a kids movie. People,
I
like,
think so. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What are you teaching our kids?
And I don't know.
That people are lesbians. Get over it.
It represents part of the population. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's good. It's a big deal because earlier...
Well, all of us probably.
Yeah, not everyone. Yeah.
Earlier, though, there was like this kind of like campaign going for how the Frozen movie, there's going to be a sequel. Mm. And one of the main characters of Frozen, they're like, we want her to get with another girl type of thing. That would have been a bunch of pervs out there wanting to see some That would have been a big deal because Frozen is ginormous, and if like one of
what about Finding Nemo?
I can't wait to see this lesbian couple in this movie.
I don't think they do anything wrong. Don't get too excited.
They're gonna portray them really like viciously and killing octopus and everything. the lesbians are terrible.
Well, yeah, the lesbians are actually outraged. They're the ones mad about this.
Yeah,
they're just killing octopuses.
They just want to kill octopuses and all the
time. Dory.
That is the plural of octopus, right? Octopuses.
Octopi. Wow.
Octopi.
Octopi? Yeah.
You're thinking in James Bond.
Octopuses are on my mind. I mean, that's all I gotta say.
Amen.
All right, one more story. Kerry Russell and Matthew Rice from The Americans. Yes. I didn't know they're married in real life.
I didn't know that either until.
It's interesting. I can kind of see that. Like,
we could do like a whole pocket, not a whole podcast, but a whole segment on like on-screen couples that actually got married or something like that. And
spoiler!
What
that did. Spoiler to the fans.
You got Mac and D.
Yeah, Mac and D. Exactly.
Actually, everyone on Always Sunny is married.
That's true.
Yeah, a lot of the main cast, they're all. Dennis is even married to one of the people on the show.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of nuts.
Hmm. But before the show or after?
No,
the show?
Like after the show.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Well, I would say Matthew and Kerry welcomed their first baby, gender unknown, but they had. Well, she had the baby.
Well, congratulations to Kerry Russell and Matthew Rice. I know they're big fans of this podcast, and I just want to say congratulations to you guys.
I don't know who they are. Kerry Russell, just felicity.
Pardon this ignoramus, Kerry and Matthew.
Matthew Rice, I've never heard of before the show. You should watch The American show. Great show, man.
What show is that on?
FX.
Okay. I'm thinking
he's Jerry's son. No,
and
yeah, I was like, guys, really?
Well,
that's
spelled different. I also didn't know how to pronounce it until two minutes ago. So I was like, Jerry Reese. Maybe I'm missing something. I think they're taking the roles too far, though. Did they know they didn't have to get married just because they play?
They're method actors.
They're actually Russian spies too. How crazy would that be?
I think it's actually in the contract that they have to get married.
We should investigate that.
That's in the contract.
That's a thing. Yeah,
I can't look at the contract right now. Apparently, but it's
right now. It's later. I'll
find it, Rob. Find it.
I will get to the Google and I will search for contractual marriages in TV settings and see what happens. And there's gonna be a list of like 1,000.
Did you mean this other thing?
You're like, yes, I did. Is that it?
That's all the news for now. Stay tuned. There will be more.
That's it with the very first news.
We need like that news like music.
There it is.
We just sing it every time.
When we can make music with our mouths, what do you need anything else
for? What do you need buttons?
Alright. Alright, so now let's just get into Game of Thrones because we all are excited. Okay, we're gonna skip Game of Thrones for this episode.
Yeah, let's do it.
Wait, did we all watch it? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched.
We are up to date.
Past 2 weeks, right?
I gotta get my notes out of that.
Oh, yeah. Notes with Rob.
Gotta get my notes to ask the experts. Because I am not an expert on this show at all. I just ask questions and they answer them.
Because we are the experts.
I got these same socks, Michael.
Dockers.
Yeah,
they're nice.
Socks.
Good socks.
Not bad.
This podcast is sponsored by Dockers.
Dockers,
you're listening. You can make that checkout too.
Cheers.
Cheers. I bought like 30 pairs so I never have to pair my socks.
Smart. Oh, you just have the same pair of socks?
Got the same socks.
Brilliant.
Pro tip. I don't remember that episode.
Elaine is taking care of that old guy.
Oh, Mr. Pitt and the socks!
Yeah. Trying to find the right pair of socks.
It's far too long, Elaine. It's far too long.
Alright. So can we agree that this past episode might be the weakest one of the season?
I would still say it's better than the first episode.
I don't think so.
I feel like the first episode was like the Shyamalan twist. That one's the worst.
Wait, what was Shyamalan?
The Red Woman's really like an old.
Oh yeah, that was a little bit.
Come on.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just felt it was okay.
This episode got way too hyped up for me because someone told me I didn't see it on Sunday. Obviously, when you guys all watched it, someone said a character from season one that you thought was dead was coming back in a big way. So in my head, I'm thinking it's the sword fighter guy from Bravos who's there to maybe help Arya. Yeah. And I'm waiting the whole fucking episode for this guy to pop out. And then it winds up being the uncle who was in there for, what, like 2 minutes?
Mr. Benjamin.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
it wasn't a big part of it, though.
It was not a big part of it.
I didn't even remember him
I didn't even compute that it could be him until he showed
up. Let's go right into Benjin then. What do we think about that? I never read the book, but apparently he's Blackfish or something like that.
No, Blackfish.
No, he's not Blackfish.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's Blackfish then?
Good thing you're asking the experts.
Yeah. I've been reading, like, it's been very popularly theorized that Blackfish is Benjin.
No, Cold Hands.
Oh, Cold Hands, not Blackfish. You're right, right. All right, Cold Hands. I'm getting so many names mixed up.
That was confirmed.
I heard Blackfish, and I'm just like, have we all seen the Shamu documentary?
Blackfish.
Like,
Coldfish.
Wait, who's Cold Hands?
I don't know any character from the book.
Okay.
So that's all. Yeah, I haven't read the book.
I think it's supposed to be him, though.
Full disclosure, I'm not an expert. But yeah, it's him.
Yeah.
We're not really.
So what is this? Okay, so my whole thing was, all right, we got to talk about, I guess, Hodor dying, because that was pretty significant.
Right.
For
the door.
Not there yet.
Not quite there yet.
Yeah?
Not ready to talk about it.
I honestly wasn't even that sad about that.
Yeah, I was very sad about that.
But think about the end game to this. Do you think that, like, it's going
to
be like whoever
little
wins
to
the
care about Hodor.
And Hodor is going to be Hodor?
I'm sorry.
Our guest speaker is here.
Alright, so the only thing that bothers me about that scene is that he's holding the door or whatever, but they're not that far. They're like 100 feet away.
That's exactly what
I thought. Those things would easily have got them like that.
That's exactly what I thought.
He's after barely he's dead?
They were already through it, and they were in the same shot. You could see
They were probably like
the
30 meters past. That was it,
plus,
you know?
Did you see how many zombies? Like, they showed a shot down the tunnel that they were running
there
out.
There were like thousands.
And they were crawling on the ceiling, the walls.
And then Cold Hands comes and there's five.
Yeah. And just like, all right. They can't follow directions, apparently. But, you know. It was dragons, so it's logic kind of flawed.
I don't know, you guys. I felt like Hodor was my saddest Thrones death.
No, no, what?
Well, because I knew Jon Snow wasn't really dead. That was my.
It is one of the saddest.
I know I'm speaking to Tywin. Tywin?
How can you not feel for Tywin?
I know you love Tywin.
He died on the toilet.
I felt
your
so bad
sacred
for Hodor.
Place. His sacred throne. No, I think Hodor was very sad because all the other deaths of likable characters happened so surprisingly and suddenly, you don't really have a time to kind of like mourn for him. But Hodor like kind of like sacrificed himself for he didn't get murdered by someone surprisingly. Like it was sad.
A lot of people were sad about it.
I get it. I personally wasn't that sad for it, but
sad.
I can see why people would be upset and sad about that happening because it was different than other Game of Thrones deaths. Very different. It was the only one they actually like. They spent like the whole last 10 minutes, based like leading up to his death and going back to the flashback and stuff like that. Like it was kind of like, and like that revelation of like, oh, you know, that's why he says Hodor. I get that it was kind of cool, but like that kind of brought back the whole Back to the Future like time, space time continuum.
A lot of people aren't big fans of the whole time travel aspect of the show right
now. Because
now
I'm just like, oh, are they going all lost on us? Like, what are the?
It feels very lost. Season 5
What are the rules?
Right now, yeah.
What are the whenever you?
Oh, I think the key is that I heard somebody call it green something when he's, you know, takes someone's face. So, like, he was taking Hodor at the current day, but then in the past looking at, I don't know. I heard it explained in a way that kind of made sense.
Right.
Kind of like how his young self was experiencing his own, his present self's death at the time, and that's what made him into Hodor instead of whatever his name was.
Well, that's what I got out of it.
No, of course,
that's what
of course.
I
took with. But even with that being said and that being expressed, it kind of just shows you that whole, like, first of all, what's Bran capable of?
Yeah.
He's capable of a lot more if that can happen. And second of all, there's always going to be loopholes when you kind of do that time traveling thing.
Yeah.
Whether it's Back to the Future and Lost and everything, you're just like, is the present and past actually happening in a linear timeline parallel to each other? And what can actually be, like, what can make sense and what doesn't actually make sense with that.
Think about this. So I heard this awesome explanation. So think about, you know, when the Mad King got killed or whatever, he got killed, saying burn them all, whatever. Well, think about what happened, what was it, three episodes ago, where Bran was like, Father! And his dad, like, turned around.
He kind of, like, heard like, a whisper
so
in the wind.
So, you know why the Mad King was mad? Was
I did read
all
about
the whispers.
This.
The whispers.
I heard about that.
I read about that.
I didn't hear about that. Thanks for ruining everything.
It's a fan theory
that the Mad King became mad because Bran was kind of, like, going back and kind of, like, just trying to...
It probably wasn't Bran. It was probably the...
The older guy.
The older guy, right. Which is now Bran.
Well, there's a theory that the Three-Eyed Raven in, like, season one that he first sees is Bran.
It's theories. It's theories.
Is Bran trying to get him to go down this path?
For those who can't see me right now, I'm hiding my ears from this.
To be fair, Mike told us about a hoarder fan theory that was hilarious. It was not true at all.
Of course.
How did that not come true? I was really upset he wasn't a horse the whole time.
Go ahead, Joe. What are you saying?
I want to know if the writers from the beginning planned out the Hodor explanation, like how he got his name.
Martin told them when they took over the show from him how he wants it to end, how the book's going to end. So I don't think he necessarily had all these minute details like, this is
how he got his name.
Exactly. He just said the very ending of the show, whatever you do, you have to make this happen.
Going around the room, are we satisfied by how Hodor's story kind of came around and how he died?
I am.
Are you okay with, like, Holdor became Hodor? Are you okay with that? Or was that kind of a stretch for you?
No, it's not so bad.
Did you guys see the fan theory that was posted 7 years ago that said that exact thing was going to happen?
Really?
On Twitter. Some guy 7 years ago posted, what if it's really him saying hold the door to save somebody? It was a real thing. It was a 7-year-old post. Someone said
Photoshop.
This. And that's before the show. That's just based off the books.
That's crazy. Of course. There's crazy fans.
Because this does happen in the books.
Theories.
It doesn't. I don't think it really implies that Hodor dies in the books, but something happens.
I think it's interesting though because of this. It's like, all right, so Bran kind of like left this whole crap because of his stupid thing with the White Walker, and he has this mark now and stuff like that. So he's not really exactly trained as a Three-Eyed Raven as much as, you know, Max von Sydow was. But did you remember
Max
that?
Max von say what?
He said his training.
It's the actor that plays. Right. But did you see that kind of like montage of really short clips that kind of went through Bran's
vision?
Which was like past and maybe future.
The guy I work with, one of the guys I work with, and I doubt he listens to this. He told me, he's like,
you're one of the only ones.
Well, like, you bring him up.
I have no life. And he said he watched it the other night, because he's a teacher, he was off of school on Monday, and he just freeze framed every single image and just tried to get some relevance out of it. I was like, what'd you find? He goes, nothing. Nothing big.
I feel like a lot of it, if you've like read the books or know some of the backstory, now some of it might be like future. Like, I think there was a shot at Daenerys.
I think there's one or two things kind of in the future.
But I think the shot of the dragon going over city, I think that's future. But I think they've shown that before. So, like, I don't think that was a big deal. There was a shot of, like, Jaime sitting on the throne.
My question is,
like, all right, that's interesting, but...
Is that just kind of, like, showing us that he's kind of downloading all the information that happened up until now just in like snippets, or those are the only scenes that kind of like got into his memory now?
No, I feel like he's got like everything. Because that's what the guy hinted that he was going to have all of this, and right. I think that was just not those scenes.
Because remember, he's like, oh, are you ready? And he was like, no. Or am I ready? Bran was like, am I ready? And the guy's like, no.
Yeah, if he could just give him all the information, then he'd fucking be ready.
Yeah, but he was about to die, and he had to give him something, so I think he gave him the information anyway.
Hey, don't touch my fucking tree. Like, that's all he had to say. Don't touch my roots.
Yeah, by the way, just like a note, do not touch this tree when I'm sleeping.
I know you get bored here. Yeah, we're sitting under a tree, but fucking...
Don't do this.
Yeah.
By the way, don't do that. Yeah.
One thing,
That would help. That's the only thing you need to do, you know? Yeah. He didn't give him any rules.
Two things. Yeah, don't touch the tree, no smoking inside.
Yeah.
Do not do this.
I just got my lungs.
I just can't take it. My asthma. Yet. No. I don't know. That was interesting. And it seems like Bran isn't capable of getting out of his warging to the past when he wants to. Is that what we can take out of that, too? Because he's desperately trying to wake him up for the longest time, and he was kind of just in this coma.
He's a deep sleeper.
Yeah, he's a deep sleeper.
Well, it's when he wants to, but it
seems to do.
I don't think so. He has no idea what's going on.
No, he's not. I don't think he's around to his surroundings. Aware to his surroundings.
Again, I just feel like that whole process is so, like, I don't think we know that much about it yet.
No, we don't. We definitely don't.
But he seems like he could be such, if not one of the biggest players now with this ability.
And oh,
I feel
no.
Like we haven't even seen, I feel like we haven't seen much of his ability yet.
I heard how he could influence, but that's like later.
Right.
But I won't say it because I know some people are sensitive.
Well, I don't like hearing that stuff too, but like, it just, he's like the main one with the powers now. It's insane. It's like his potential to the storyline, his impact is going to be endless now because of all of this. And I assume we're going to get the R plus, you know, L equals J very
before
soon.
Before the end of the season,
yeah,
that's
we're going to get that very
soon.
That it's going to get through with the Bran thing, probably. That's the only way to kind of reveal it, right?
Yeah.
With Bran's powers.
What do we think? Let's get off Bran. What do we think about what's going on with Jaime?
Oh, Jaime and Bran meeting up soon? I'm pumped for that.
I'm not going to get into it again because of Joe, and this might potentially be a big spoiler, but I heard that Jaime is going to meet up with someone else. Potentially by the end of the season.
Brienne?
They're both going to River Run, is what I assume, right?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But they're going to be on opposite sides of
right.
if there is
well,
a battle.
They've already shown a scene with the Blackfish.
And who is Blackfish again? I'm
the guy that was in the scene with Jamie. And he's like, oh, as long as I'm in the fight, the war's not over.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's
okay.
got the beard.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of characters.
I want to know.
I can't keep up.
Did anyone read the books here or no?
No, I don't think none of us.
We're all illiterate.
It's speculation.
Oh god, are you writing stuff?
Yeah, just write.
No, I might really spoil some shit for you right now. I don't want to do it.
Do it.
Look away.
Should I leave the room?
No, I'm writing.
As for the Walder Frey storyline, I don't want to hear it. As for the
Walder
Frey storyline, I thought that was interesting that he kind of came back in the whole thing, and it kind of just brought. Then whenever I see him, I can't stop thinking about the Red Wedding. I think it's the only thing.
He's like in the same place. It was like he was sitting there eating
in the same place
he was eating
before. I hate you so much. But it's interesting because he brought back that character of Edmure. I don't know his name. Edmure, Lord Edmure, or something like that. So that's gonna play a big fact about everything.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think he's gonna eat it. I don't think he's lost for this world. I don't think.
Oh, Walder Frey?
No, well, him. I don't think he is. I don't think Edmure is. I don't think. I don't think the Blackfish is either. Although I want to see him. I want to see him in action because he's
supposed to be
apparently pretty badass.
Yeah.
About
Arya?
We gotta talk about Arya's storyline. Her kind of defying against the faceless man and going, getting back Needle and doing her thing.
No, I'm happy though. I'm happy because I didn't really see where the... We were talking about this. Like, where's her storyline going to go if she just becomes a faceless person and serves the guy from Bravos?
Like,
so it's nice that she's... I feel like it's more potential for her character than there was her just staying in Bravos.
Yeah.
My main question is, I don't know if it's something that I'm just, like, assuming or just, like, just imagining, but I feel like... is there something more than just kind of, like, business between the Waif and Arya? I feel like she always wanted her
to fail.
Yeah. And she always wanted to kill her type of thing. And like, now she's gonna get that opportunity to.
Yeah.
But like, because of this whole faceless crap, like, do you think she is something else? Like from a past identity that all wanted Arya or a Stark enemy from the... I mean, this is strong.
I feel like she just views Arya as a bit of competition. They're both, like, young girls.
Right.
They both want Nick Kroll's affection in the worst way.
Nick Kroll.
The guy looks so much like Nick Kroll. But I think it's really just that. Unless, you know, I could be wrong.
No, I just thought it was... Because the whole faceless, you know, man and God and everything, that's a very mysterious...
Well, yeah, we don't know
We don't know anything about that. So we're like, we still... I mean, we kind of discussed the theory that Mike came up with about the whole faceless God and everything, who's actually pulling the strings. But it's like, you don't know who's pulling the strings. You don't know who... Because they're servants. You know who they're servants from.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's... that might come into play as a big thing or not. We'll see eventually,
I
guess.
Can we agree the wave is... She's going to eat it. There's no way she's going to win.
Oh, she's going to die.
She has
to. There's no way she kills Arya.
You already saw, like, with the training and everything, like, Arya's getting the upper hand here and there. She's getting close, and she's going to... She's got Nito. Come on. That's all you need. I was pretty happy, though.
How many direwolves are left?
Two? Arya's?
Oh! Funny thing I heard about that.
One or two. Okay.
So
we're gonna just nickname it. This is the rumor mill.
Fan theory central, right?
No, I heard that it's a trick.
It's a trap.
Which one?
The whole situation that they set up with Roose Bolton.
Oh, I feel like that's 100% a trap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, and there's a good piece of foreshadowing.
Roose Bolton?
The dead one?
Not
Roose. Ramsay. Ramsay, yeah, I feel like that's a trap.
We kind of discussed that, yeah. I think we did.
I don't think we did.
Did you guys see the post he put on his Twitter of him? No. Like, I'm really a nice person, donate.
Oh, yeah. I see something about it.
Was that not the Red Nose Day thing, or?
Yeah, it was on Red Nose Day.
Actually, I don't know, I mean, I'm sure you guys didn't watch it, but Craig Ferguson hosted that Red Nose Day, like, telethon event, and, like, that was a segment on it. It was really funny, yeah. I enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think Ramsay's gonna live.
Joe, do you like Ramsay?
Ramsay's not getting past
Ramsay.
The only thing that makes me think he might be is like
he's the only legitimate villain right now.
He's the main antagonist. Main antagonist with like a personality. Like obviously you have the knight. What's his name? The Night King.
I
fucking hate the High
Sparrow.
I want him to die so bad. I hate him more than Ramsay just because I think he's so boring. But
his character's pretty interesting.
He's Ramsay's like a villain with like a personality. Every time he's on the screen, you hate him. Every time the Night King comes on the screen, I'm like, oh, this would be badass. Like I'm like half pumped right now.
He could do some crazy shit.
Yeah, but I think that the only reason why he may escape this season, but before the end of the show, he's dead.
Oh, without a doubt.
Dead he's, not making, yeah.
He's not making it much farther.
I don't think he can
with that.
What do we think? One storyline I'm not sure where it's going. The only reason I think it's going somewhere is because of the sword that he took with Sam's story.
Oh, I like that scene.
Oh, I like the scene, don't get me wrong, but I'm just like, okay, so he just stole the sword and he's going to go somewhere. Where's he going to go? Like, I don't know.
Well, he was... And now it's escaped me. I was really tired when I finally watched it, but he was going somewhere anyway.
Yeah, he's
going
to be a macer, or was it?
Oh, yeah, he was going to go to the Citadel. They don't allow... Well, I thought he just said that the church is...
No, he was telling her in the carriage ride before.
Yeah,
he was leaving, so I think he's just bringing her. Yeah. I like how he stole the sword.
But it's Valyrian steel.
Yeah.
So
that's the biggest part about that scene. That's why
I don't think he's going to go, because he's going to go to the Citadel with the Valyrian steel sword.
Look, hey, I got this.
Yeah.
So, by the way, this killed the White Walkers. Who wants it?
Can I trade this for some bread?
I just wanted that one last piece, that one last road. My father took it away from me. And then the conclusion of the last episode was Dany getting everyone really hyped up because she has a dragon and everyone got to see it. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Dragon got huge. I feel like it's bigger than it was.
That's what somebody said.
I didn't see it.
It looks really fucking big. That was a big fucking... Biggest dragon I've ever seen on TV. I'll say that much.
The only thing I was thinking during that scene is she was so far away that there's no way they heard her screaming what she was. Like, everyone's like wild up
she
going crazy.
She had a microphone.
Yeah.
Hello.
Can
you hear me?
Everyone had an earpiece so they could hear her far away. Yeah.
We have four episodes left. What's
true.
Everyone around the room, what's your wish? What do you want to see before the end of this season? What thing are you looking forward to? Give me your
I want to see the Battle of the Bastards. I want to see that.
I feel like
I gotta see Ramsay against Snow. I want to see Winterfell. Finally, the Starks kind of taking over Winterfell back. It'll be a full circle type of storyline with Game of Thrones, and then we can kind of finally get onward with the Iron Throne battle.
I do think that's going to be a big... That maybe that's going to be like the episode 9 big... It's usually episode 9.
Usually penultimate episode is the biggest
it's
one.
It's been 8, though. Last two seasons has been 8.
Really?
It's been 8. Season 4 was the Viper in the Mountain. episode 8, and last season was Hardhome, or what's that? White Walkers, yeah.
Hardhome was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was 8, are you sure it wasn't 9?
Both of them are 8, trust me. Yeah. What do you want to say?
Just chill.
I'm going to throw another theory into there. I'm going to throw another theory into there, but it's not so much like a big fan theory online. We've never seen the Hound die. There's no proof that the Hound is dead. And I love this because, at least as you know, Hound's one of my top characters ever on the show.
Hound is awesome.
I love the Hound. There's speculation that you see that Cersei is choosing the Mountain to fight for her in battle when she has to, what is it, the Tribal Combat. There's theory that the Hound, speculation, may be fighting against the Mountain to get revenge on the Mountain for burning his face when they were younger. I would love nothing more than to see the Hound kill the Mountain.
I
think that'd be the coolest thing ever.
Because he's a holy man now. That's what I heard. Is the Hound is he's a pious dude.
Yeah,
so that would be awesome. Be Justin,
This isn't necessarily my wish, but it'd be interesting to see. So, Dorne, we haven't, you know. There was an uprising there.
And what happened to it?
We haven't seen Dorne in what the hell is Dorne?
They still hate the Lannisters.
The Lannisters.
So, and you know what else that was mentioned earlier, I think last season? The Lannisters apparently owe a lot of money to the Iron Bank. And the Iron Bank always gets their money back, one way or another. So, maybe they come in somehow.
Plus, anytime I get to see the Sand Snakes, it's a good moment of television.
For they got great boobs.
They're a lot of eye candy. The Sand Snakes of Dorne.
The
badass chicks.
The three girls.
Joe, what are you looking
for? I'm in for the ride. Let's see what happens.
He's excited. Isn't that exciting?
All right. Anything else about Game of Thrones or? No.
Watch it.
If you ever heard of this show, it's a good show. Check it out.
It's okay.
Let me talk about it later.
All right, so what else have you been watching?
Movies. Yeah, I was going to say, let's get some movies we saw. I'll start with X-Men Apocalypse, because it's the big blockbuster that just came out. I really liked it. But if you're not a fan of X-Men, I don't recommend anyone ever seeing this movie. You'll think it's absolute garbage. It's really cool seeing some of the characters you've grown up with. There's some really good scenes, but story-wise, it's not that great. And Oscar Isaac, I think, was one of the worst choices ever for like a villain.
That's what I heard.
He's the reason why it's not good. But he's a great actor. I like Oscar Isaac a lot. He just is not believable at all as this character, and it's a bit repetitive. But I would honestly say if you like the series, like the comics, check it out. You'd be entertained.
How many gumps?
Six gumps.
Six out of ten. That's our rating scale. Gumps is like, as far as Gumps, it's going to be 10 out of 10, so we got to see how close it is to that perfection.
I saw another movie that I recommend literally everyone who has eyes and ears to go see. If you can comprehend what you're watching on screen, you have to go see The Nice Guys. I think it's one of the best movies I've seen in like the last few years. I laughed so hard. I didn't realize how funny Ryan Gosling could be. Russell Crowe's hilarious. It's a great story, great soundtrack. I forget the child actress's name, but she's really good in it. I will go so far to give it a 9.5.
That's good. Gumps. That's a good amount of gumps right there.
Out of the last 2 years,
that's the
highest
amount of gumps we've had in the show.
Last two years is the best movie I've seen.
Nice.
Hands out. I was beyond entertained by this movie.
Very excited to see
Shane Black, who, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang
fan, one of my favorite movies of all time.
I know he hasn't done much really since then, but he's redeemed himself for not doing much in the last 10 years. It was incredible. Incredible.
Very good.
And then, lastly, I was bored last Thursday, and I checked out this movie called Housebound on Netflix, which apparently I didn't realize, but it got like really good reviews when it came out. It's this New Zealand horror film, but it's really more of like a dark comedy more than it is scary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was really entertained by it. Like, granted, I went into it with like negative expectation. I thought it was going to be a piece of crap. I was just bored. But it was really funny. It was really funny. It was really, really entertaining. There's lots of twists. I think what makes it really entertaining is there might be like 10 twists in this movie. It just keeps twisting and twisting and twisting.
You
think it's over, and then nope, something crazy happens, and you're going. It's just, it's a fun ride. It's a fun ride. Thing came out in 2014. Again, it's called Housebound. I give it 8 gums.
Nice.
Nah, 7.5.
All right, there you go. That's more your average.
7.5 gums. But I definitely recommend it.
It's a good number.
What's it called again?
7.5.
What's it called again?
Housebound.
Housebound.
Yeah.
Did anyone else see anything? Joe, you've been watching anything recently?
Justin? I watched that show that you recommend. I'll let you take the lead because I don't remember anything about it. Yeah.
Preacher is a new series on AMC. It's based off of a very, very popular comic book series from the 90s. I'm the wrong audience for that because I've never read a comic book in my life. But apparently it was super popular. And they finally... I mean, I was talking to Mike about it, and they had a movie about it, you said?
With Paul Bettany, yeah.
Right, right, you know. And
Jack Preacher, right? Jack Preacher.
Jack Preacher, yeah, you did say that.
Jack Preacher, yeah.
They finally made it a show. It was one of the executive producers of it is from Breaking Bad, so it's got to have some type of class to it. And then you have... The duo of Evan Goldberg and Seth Rogen also executive producing this thing. Very, very fascinating.
I was about to say,
pairing.
I
haven't
seen it in a minute. What?
Yeah, they're in the background, by the way.
Should be in the front.
But with those, if you just think about Breaking Bad and you think about the comedy duo, it kind of encapsulates what Preacher is about. It's gonna be exciting at times, very violent at other times, but it's also very funny in a way where it's just like, it's super entertaining. I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of potential in the show. The main characters I love.
You know, is it Rob?
I'm gonna have to go ahead and disagree.
Is it like a smart humor or though, like a Deadpool humor, like stupid?
I haven't seen Deadpool, but it's not stupid humor like that at all. Like you probably won't laugh. You won't laugh much during the show. But it doesn't take itself too seriously, you know. But I really love the main characters. I don't know about you. I love the preacher.
I wouldn't say super entertaining. I don't like the way that the story was structured though, because they kept hopping around in timeline.
I think just because of the pilot, it has to kind of like it has to show you what universe you're in right now. So it's gonna jump from Texas to this and that, and kind of like everyone kind of gets together though finally. So now the show can actually start. You know, after the pilot, because the whole setup. It's very difficult to set up a drama, kind of like the show is, with things all over the place. No, I think it's highly entertaining. I think it has potential. I mean, if it's bad, it's bad. It's gonna get bad soon, and I'll stop watching it. But I think for now, I'm gonna keep on watching and see where it goes from here. The action scenes are, I thought, really, really good for TV at least. I mean that plane scene was pretty ridiculous.
Was pretty crazy.
There's a vampire, by the way. It's kind of crazy. there's a random vampire, but he's a really interesting character. He gets in touch with the preacher. Preacher has some inner demons that he's trying to struggle with, atone for himself. At the same time, what's her name? Like Lily or Tulip? Some flower name. She's trying to drag him back into what they were doing before the show even started. So there's this history that's unknown. A lot of mystery revolving around it. It's just, it's a huge world and universe.
I like my history with a bit of mystery. I'm a big fan of that.
It's a huge universe that the pilot really only touched upon, like, you know, 2% of, and it's going to expand. If it's successful, it's going to expand everything. Has potential, but a lot of shows have potentials after a pilot and fails miserably, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited for it, but, yeah, we'll see.
Cool.
All right.
Well, we're winding down on time.
We are winding down.
I know you have a set time.
You have
to
go in 10 or so minutes.
But let's close it off with, we rarely talk about music on this podcast, but at least two of the four in the room right now are going to embark on the Governor's Ball Festival for the weekend. And it just popped into my head. This is what I think we could do.
Mm-hmm.
I want us collectively to pick the bands that me and Justin are going to see. We're going to go through each kind of conflict, and we're going to wage war.
I like this.
And we're going to figure out what our lineup is going
to
be.
No, I listen to a lot of these artists that, like, at midnight last night. I was just up. I was like, oh shit, I gotta figure out what I'm doing. So I'm not really that conflicted, but yeah, we can do it.
All right, let's do it.
We'll go through it.
Joe and I are just gonna make your decision. It doesn't matter.
I'll tell you that I went there and that they sounded great.
At 12:15 tomorrow, and I know we're not gonna allow
this. It's Friday.
What do we got? What's the count?
Third, we have the London Souls or Transviolet. What do you think? Gotta pick one.
I mean, just judging the name by its cover, I'm gonna pick London Souls.
I'm gonna pick London Souls
because they sound a lot cooler than
Transviolet.
Well, I've listened to London Souls, so I'm gonna go with that.
There you go.
That's a win, even though I'll probably still be in the apartment.
Still be drinking beers.
Now at 12:45, we have Black Pistol Fire in public access TV.
Oh, definitely PAT.
Without a doubt,
PAT. You just have to see what's up with that.
Didn't you listen to Black Pistol Fire?
I listened to both of them.
Okay,
and what do you think?
So Black Pistol Fire, they've got kind of
a bit edgier,
bluesy kind of. I'm really bad at describing the music, but they're more like maybe like Black Keys or something.
Okay, I get down with that.
Yeah.
Public Access TV is more of like they're like more upbeat, like more, yeah. I don't know. I'm going with.
Well, what do you want in your early afternoon? You know, you want something upbeat or you want a little bluesy? No, I mean, either you win both.
Well, from the limited amount of songs I listen to,
well, let's be honest, you're not going to make it there.
No, by that time anyway. This is just for fun.
Keep going.
Joe, who said?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
If he hasn't heard of him,
that's buzzkill right now.
That's a sport.
All right. I'm going to go with Justin because he's actually listened to these
games.
So.
All right, I'm basing it off the name. I'll show you the name and the picture. So now we have.
Pictures
are big.
Some pictures.
We have L. King at 1:30 or Meg Mack.
I've heard of L. King.
I want to hear which X's and O's, right?
Oh, that's who that is?
Yeah.
L. King, I actually heard of. Boat
over here.
She could sing.
Okay, I haven't heard of Sally Picker.
It's like Elvis's daughter, right? Or what?
I like Meg Mack because of the name.
M&M's right there?
Mac
and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Mac Miller and cheese.
Well, I think I'm actually going to wind up having to see L. King. I really don't want to.
I think that's my lunch break. Yeah,
I kind of still want to be drinking beers in the apartment for L. King, but we'll go L. King.
So I kind of want to be there by then because I kind of want to see this next
Give us a tougher matchup.
Well, now next we have Boogie and Bully, the Battle of the Bees.
Boogie and Bully.
I don't like
bullying, so I'd rather get down and boogie than get bullied.
I kind of just based off the picture, I'll show you, and the name, I pick Boogie.
I'll do Boogie. Like,
but is Bully better?
Boogie on down.
I actually want to see Boogie.
Okay, Boogie.
There you have it.
Then at 3, we have Christine and the Queens and Years and Years. And
I would actually pick neither.
I'm picking Food Truck.
Yeah, that's gonna be my thing.
His break in Food Truck.
Really good. Why haven't you listened to him yet?
I don't have time to listen to all these bands.
He's busy watching New Zealand horror films.
Yeah, dude, I'm watching New Zealand horror films.
Do they have a radio station?
Very impressive.
Like Bonnaroo had like a.
They definitely have a radio station. Fogarty and I were listening to the Governor's Ball station while we were golfing yesterday.
That's sidetrack. I'm picking Years and Years. We're going on to the next
executive decision.
No,
piss break.
Action Bronson or Bob Moses? Action Bronson, I know.
How do you not go against Moses? I mean, Moses just sounds interesting.
Well, see, you should put it in context. That's on the house stage. So, house music. Kind of gives it away.
Action Bronson.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I do like house music.
I did not know that.
All right, so now we're getting into bands that are relevant that I actually care about. So now we have, and I'm interested because I think we both know the next two bands. We have Big Grams, and Of Monsters and Men.
Of Monsters.
I haven't heard Big Grams.
I saw Of Monsters and Men at Bonnaroo, and I thought they were awesome.
I like Of Monsters. I think they're good. I think they're really good.
I just don't know them that well, so I'm going to
go Of Monsters and Men or Big Rams?
Not that Big Rams is that great, but...
I'm picking Big Rams.
What kind of music is Big Rams?
Big Rams is Fantagram and Big Boy from Outkast. So, gotta go with Big Boy.
Oh, yeah, that's
I would want to hear them before making that decision.
I don't know who Duke Dumont is, but again, the house stage.
I actually listened to some and stuff. It was bad.
Well, he's also going up against Father John Misty, who for me, I'm picking FGM, FJM all day, every day.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
I agree.
I picked Duke. I'm going with Duke.
I saw him twice. He's pretty good, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we have Beck and Matt and Kim. I will not even ask the group.
That's so nice.
I don't care what your opinions are for someone, Beck. then we have at 8, Block Party and Jamie XX. Now, if I have to go see one, it would be Block Party. But I feel like I'm going to choose the food route at that point.
Right, to stay on that stage.
I used to really like Block Party, but then I feel like more and more of the stuff just fell off of me. So.
No, they haven't done anything really good in the last, like, 12 years. And Jamie, I don't like the XX. I don't get the hype around them. I think they're really boring. So.
I'm more of a Jamie fan.
Isn't it the same? It's got the same vibe, no?
I don't know Jamie XX. I just know the XX. So I'm assuming if it's the same thing, similar to me.
I want nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. I think I only heard one Jamie XX song, and it had the girl in it too. So I was like,
isn't this the same band?
Why isn't this the XX?
So then I definitely don't want to go see them.
You don't like the XX at all?
No.
I dig them. They're chill. Right. They're cool.
Yeah, they're chill.
I get down with
it. I think they're very
chill. I don't
want
to see that right before this next act, though.
Robin.
Robin.
I know, right? Obviously,
I need
Robin.
To get pumped for Robin.
No, and then the headliners for tomorrow are Robin and the Strokes.
Yeah, obviously, Robin.
I don't see anyone else picking anything but Robin, so.
Obviously. You know.
Show me love. Right? Show me lies.
Right after that, everyone's just going to go. Okay, I heard that song.
Next day.
I didn't listen.
Did we have some good ones? Some good matchups?
Elliot Sumner and Holly Miranda. Pick a name.
No idea.
Yep, meaningless to us.
Holly Miranda. I'm Miranda.
Miranda.
I think I actually liked her and I did.
Such a Miranda.
Well. Just, I don't care. It's
like 6 o'clock.
Well, alright.
You started something good.
Now, I do want to hear the Knocks. I downloaded some of them. They're on the house stage. I know that's not everyone's.
I would honestly love to be there for Nothing, but I know that's not going to happen. I really like Nothing. They're a good band. But I know we're not going to wake up and be there at 12:45, so. Yeah. You know what? I get you guys. Let's move on. We'll go to 4:45 on Saturday. Besides the Knox and Catfish and the Bottlemen and whatever, I think they're overrated. At 4:45, we have Lord Huron and Mac Miller.
I go with Mac. I don't know much about Lord Huron, though.
I like Lord Huron,
but I do kind of dig Mac. So,
to do some downloading tonight.
I personally want to pick Lord Huron. And I also 4:45, middle of the day, seeing a guy like Mac Miller.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Why am I there for? There's no light show and I'm just listening to the fucking noise. I don't care. 5:45 is where I need a little help from the group.
Right, let's hear it.
So we got De La Soul, who I'd love to see, and we got Against Me, who I'd love to see. What do you guys think?
I would personally pick Against Me.
I don't know Against Me, so
I love Against Me.
I would personally pick Against Me because they're just so... It's fascinating to see some type of transgender cross-dressing frontman singing in a dress or something like that. That's just like, how many times do you get to see that?
I mean, that they're life? Good.
They are really good.
That's the only reason you want to see them.
No, they are really good. I like their songs, you know. What is that? Transgender Dystopian Blues?
Dysmorphia Blues,
it's,
yeah.
It's a good album. It's a really good album, you know. I'd see them just because of that.
All right. 6:45, we have Miguel and Haim.
Oh, neither. I would say neither on that.
Haim? I don't know.
I would not want to say Haim or Miguel.
I don't know who Miguel is.
Miguel is like some EDM guy. I know I'm going to have to.
Haim's got some good stuff.
I know I'm going to probably want to check out Haim. I know my girlfriend really wants to see Haim.
Okay,
so I'm going to want to see
him. You have to, that.
8 o'clock, we have The Purity Ring and Mike Snow. I'm going with Mike Snow all day.
I love Snow.
I never heard Purity Ring, so.
I heard of them, but I never actually listened to them. I don't know.
Same here.
I've heard some of his things.
Yeah?
But they're not. I like Mike Snow.
Are they like spacey? They sound a little spacey.
No, they're a little like folky.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Yeah, or at least what I know
that's
of them.
Different genre.
Different album.
Maybe I'm just thinking of a different band. Either way, it doesn't matter. I'm not gonna find out.
Yeah, I actually have no idea what Purity Ring sounds like. So,
and then Saturday headliner. Obviously you can just go see M83.
Yeah, of course.
So,
who's that?
Is there even anyone else playing?
Who's the other band playing? The Chillers.
The Murderers?
The Spillers?
It's actually the only band I want to see the whole festival. It's the Chillers.
Spillers.
Why is that, Joe?
I've never seen them.
No,
I've
Beck?
Seen the Strokes.
No. I wouldn't mind seeing Beck and the Strokes.
No,
I wouldn't mind it. But, the Killers, I've never seen. I really would like to see them.
Killers?
That's true. I've never seen the Killers. I would like to see them one day.
See them while they're young.
All right, and then we have... Now we have Sunday. We have Cold War Kids. I mean, obviously, I'm going to see Cold War.
Oh, you skipped ahead a little bit. I might actually go early. I kind of want to see Daywave. Again, on the house stage.
I don't know what that is.
But
Justin gets down.
See who?
Oh, Daywave?
Daywave. They're really early, 12:25.
Ooh,
I mean,
that's
depending
early.
On when we have to be out. I mean,
might wind up being there anyway.
Yeah. Like, plus,
I'd rather be somewhere than standing in the rain for 12 hours.
I paid for this ticket. I'm standing in the rain.
That's true. That's
at 4:25, we have Churches and Joey Badass.
Oh, good.
Churches.
I'm a big fan of Churches.
Churches is good.
I'm a big fan of Churches.
Actually, I'd like to see them
totally skipped over Eagles of Death Metal, too.
Oh, because that was like a no-brainer for me. Like,
oh,
Vic, I don't even know who Vic Menza is.
Okay, as long as it's on your radio.
Eagles of Death Metal, yeah.
That's a thunderstorm sign.
Churches, yeah, I think, I'm going to wind up wanting to go to.
You're right about that. I would definitely see Churches. I think their second album is actually better than their first album. Bones and What We Believe. I think so. Yeah.
Then we have, it's two legitimate battles coming up.
Hit me.
Gary Clark Jr.
Love him. All right. Just choosing him already.
I mean, I'm taking Gary Clark.
And Michael Jackson.
Sucker!
Back from the dead!
Stupid!
No, it's Gary Clark at the same time as Tudor.
No, Gary Clark was
I'm picking Gary Clark.
Well, personally, I've seen Tudor twice.
I've seen them once.
Were they at Bonnaroo?
Tudor has been at Bonnaroo. Yeah.
Do they have a second album? Is it good? Oh, do they? Are they going to play the same 28-minute first album?
Gary Clark rips
Gary Clark is just amazing. You have to see Gary Clark.
And then this is
that's
the one where... So, I'm interested. Okay. I know my answer. I'm interested in your answer.
I might be a swing vote.
Fuck so, Kanye.
Well,
no, I'm picking Kanye.
Do you see Kanye or Death Cab?
Oh, Death Cab all day.
I'm seeing Kanye.
Over Death Cab.
I would see Kanye over Death Cab, yes.
I mean, I'd see Paint Dry over Death Cab, but I'm definitely picking Kanye. Yeah.
I don't hate on him, but I would definitely pick
Death
Kanye.
Death Cab is so good.
I would pick Kanye.
Their album might be alright, but, live... Snooze Fest.
Death Cab
is the only band to put me asleep live. Literally fell asleep.
Did you just say that with the Decemberists?
I don't need the.
No, I didn't fall asleep. Oh, I didn't actually fall asleep to Decemberists.
I don't need people's.
I was just not paying attention.
I need to be entertained.
Go in.
Can't.
Aha.
Really? Is it
locked? Hold the door, Rob! Hold the door!
Hold the door!
Hey.
Don't say anything.
Fredo,
about that right
real quick, Death Cab or Kanye?
Who would you see if they were playing at the same exact time?
Kanye.
Right,
yeah,
good. You both spoken. Kanye.
Fuck y'all.
Joey,
what? If you don't like me, blow me. This is not that type of podcast.
What the hell just happened?
Actually, it was.
That's out of bounds.
Huh?
Well. So that was fun.
So, thank you for listening. We'll be back in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You guys are going to give your...
That was really, really lame ending.
You guys are going to give your response and review of Governor's Ball.
Of course.
Maybe you will watch some more things. Probably not.
But, well, no. In
what are you guys
going to
say?
I'm definitely seeing Conjuring 2 opening night.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing that opening night.
You still haven't seen one yet.
No,
I haven't. You dare make any comments about that.
Done.
No, we're about to be done.
All right.
We're counting down to be done right now. Thank you, Joe, for helping us out tonight.
And special guest Alfredo at the very end.
Alfredo with the quote of the night. If you don't like me, blow me. It will now be Alfredo's shirt that I'm going to make for him very soon. Alright, so we'll be back in a couple weeks, right?
Yep.
Let me hear it.